Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter Mesechtes Nedarim Perig Dalid Mishnah Dalid Amudra Anah Mechavei Roy. Reuven can't have any Anah from Shimon because of a nether. Now Reuven is not feeling well. V'nichnes Levakroy. And Shimon comes to visit him. He comes into his house to visit him. Zakta Mishnah Oimed. Shimon should stand Avalo Yoshev. But while he's visiting him, he should not sit. Every morning you say Eli Dvarim Sha'odim Achel Perseim Be'olam Azeva Karen Kayamis Leili Olam Haba. And we list a bunch of mitzvahs. We eat the peiros from these mitzvahs down here in this world, but the main schar of the mitzvah, the Karen, the principle, stays for Olam Haba. And one of them is Bikr Cholim. To visit someone who's not well is a mitzvah. You're not supposed to take money for it. But, technically speaking, to perform the mitzvah, you can come and stand next to the person. You don't have to sit down with him. So if someone is sitting down with the chayla, not stam a visit, but he's spending time there. So for that, technically, he could get paid. Our Mishnah is talking about a place where the minig was people would get paid for sitting with the chayla. Memela, when Shimon comes to be Mevaker Chayla Reuven, Oymid, he can stand. That's the mitzvah. That's not called Hana. Avalo Yosha, but he can't sit down with him because for that, normally he would be paid. And if he's not going to get paid, that's already called Hana. Umerapeyu Rufuas Nefesh. If this Shimon is some kind of a doctor, he can heal Reuven himself. Avalo Rufuas Mamay. But he can't go out and heal Reuven's animals. The reason he can heal Reuven himself is that that's also a mitzvah. If you can heal someone, you're mechuyev to do so. That's included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved, explains the Batanur. The pasuk says, Vashivoy Seiloi. That comes to include Avedas Gufoy. If someone's behem is lost, you have to return it. If someone's body is sick, you have to help him get better. The Chazayin Ish, who had tremendous knowledge in medicine, could sometimes spend hours and hours and walk from one side of Bnei Brak to the other. The Rosh Yeshiva Reb David Pravatsky, Zalzayin Gezunten Shtak, the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, said that when he was a bacher, he developed some kind of an infection. And one of his chaverim told the Chazayin Ish about it. The Chazayin Ish walked very far on Rosh Hashanah, came to visit this bacher David, took off his glasses and studied the infection for a while and said, you have to go now to a doctor. So he said, I was by a doctor, a pediatrician. He said, no, you have to go to a certain doctor in Tel Aviv. You take a taxi and you go. It's Pikuach Nefesh. And he went to that doctor. On Rosh Hashanah, the doctor was just coming home from davening. He looked at that infection. He said, I must quickly give you a special injection. You should know you would have had 12 hours to live. David says he owes his life to the Chazayin Ish. So healing someone, that's like the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. It's the ultimate mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That Shimon can do for Reuven, even though there's a neder that he can't have any enough from him. But he can't go heal his behemah. Avaloi refuas mamai. That's really doing him a favor. Now, he could say, says the Batanura, well, this and this medicine would be good. This and this medicine would not be good. But to physically go and treat the behemah that he cannot do. Weiter says the Mishnah, V'roichetz imoi be'ambatya gedoyla. Basically, they can be in a pool together. Avaloi biktan, but not in a small one. Because what happens is, in a small one, one person gets in and the water comes up higher, so the other one has hana. V'yoshen imoi b'mita. He can sleep with him in the same bed. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'imoi sechama, only during the summer. Avuloi b'maisak shamim, but not during the winter, m'mneishu mahaneyu, because that would warm him up. And the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Vayter says the Mishnah, u'meisiv imoy alamita. They can do haseba together, recline together, on the same couch, to eat a suda. That's even in the winter. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'oichal imoy ala shulchan. He can eat with him at the same table. Well, why would I think he can't eat with him on the same table? And the answer is, maybe I would think they shouldn't eat at the same table because they may come to share food. Avaloi min atamchui. the taka can't eat together from the same serving platter. Let's say you're sitting by a suda and they're passing around a big bowl of chont. Everyone takes. So it's very possible you're going to take much less because you're going to say, oh, I want my friend to be able to have more. And if Shimon does that for Reuven, that would be in violation of the neder. Aval, but oichelu imoy menat tamchu hachoyzer. What's a tamchu hachoyzer? It's a serving plate that has loads of food, much more than what you need. The Balabais puts it out, but he knows it's going to come back to him with food because there's much more on this plate than the people need. So with this kind of a serving platter, Reuven and Shimon can take from it. Even if Shimon is going to take less, that's not going to benefit Reuven because there's enough food anyway. Another pshat is that Tamchu Achoizer means the Balabas sends down this plate. He says to his guests, take from it. Then it goes back to the Balabas and he keeps refilling it. Either way, with the Tamchu Achoizer, there's no concern that there's direct Haina between Shimon and Reuven. Vaidra says the Mishnah, Lo Yoichel Imoy Min Ha Evus. That's a big keli. That they fill up and put down in front of the workers. And all the workers eat from this together. Here we have the same problem as the serving platter. Riskiya Shim is going to leave over extra for Reuven. He'll dafka take less so Reuven can have more. They can't work together. He shouldn't work with him harvesting grain in the same row of the field. Because Shimon may cut down some of the grain. And that's going to make it easier. It's going to give more room for Reuven to work easily. The Chachamim say, Shimon can work in the same row if he's far away from him, because that won't benefit him. Chiddush being, says the Taisus Yamtev, I'm not going to say, well, if he works far away from him, he'll come to work closer to him. No. As long as he's not next to him, say the Chachamim, it's okay. Some say the chash is that when the first person works, it softens up the ground. So when the second person gets there, it's easier for him. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. Reuven cannot have any enough from Shimon. Shimon can come in and stand there to be mevakeh chayla, but he shouldn't sit down in a place where normally they take schar for it. Shimon can heal Reuven himself, but not his animals. They can be in a big pool together, not a small one. Same bed, Rabbi Yehuda says. Only in the summer, not in the winter. They can recline together on the same couch. Used to eat on these little couches. They can eat from the same table. But if there's a serving platter, that's a problem. Because one may intentionally take less, leave over for the other one. But a tamchu achoizer is good. What's a tamchu achoizer? Some say it means there's just so much food on this that we know food is going to come back to the balabais. So even if Shimon would take less, Reuven is not gaining from that. There's plenty of food anyway. Some say Tamchu Achoizer, we explained, means that the Balabas sends out the serving plate, takes it back, fills it up, sends it out, takes it back, fills it up. So in this case, regardless of how much Shimon does or doesn't take, that won't affect Reuven. If they're workers, they shouldn't eat from the same Avos, that's the kind of a box where they put in the food for the workers. They shouldn't work to cut grain in the same row as they held Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say if he's far enough, then he can.